listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The boss of Hawthorn believes the club will face its history following shocking allegations of racism. An independent panel will investigate claims the Hawks separated Indigenous players from their families and encouraged a couple to terminate a pregnancy. Justin Reeves says the allegations are a surprise to everyone.
I think Australia has a culture problem. I think, like all of us, we focus on every day being better. And building a great environment for our club.
Former Hawks coach Alistair Clarkson will delay starting his new role at North Melbourne to cooperate with the inquiry, and Brisbane coach Chris Fagan is taking a leave of absence to also take part. Police are searching bushlands near Mandurah, where a woman's been found seriously injured overnight. She's in a critical condition in hospital. The circumstances remain a mystery. The mining industry is set to receive a new code of practice, and a specialist team will be formed at WorkSafe to respond to allegations of sexual assault, with the state government supporting all recommendations following the recent FIFO inquiry. Women's Interests Minister Simone McGurk says all sites must be safe places to work.
We need more women working in that industry, and we need those women who are working in the industry to be treated with respect.
Briefly, a desperate effort is underway at Macquarie Harbour on Tasmania's west coast to save 230 stranded whales. In sport, West Coast has announced the departures of Jackson Nelson, Hugh Dixon and Tom Joyce. And Geelong is confident Max Holmes is improving every day as he aims for a spot in Saturday's AFL Grand Final against Sydney. The young midfielder is dealing with a hamstring issue, but Cats assistant coach James Kelly says Holmes is feeling positive.
For Max, we just want him to keep improving. We want him to be better this morning than he was yesterday, which so far he's been getting better every day.